What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of Bid Buzz, the South Shore Experience. My name is Anthony Rapp. I am the Executive Director of the South Shore Business Improvement District. We are here today joined by Dominic Abramo, owner-operator of State Farm Insurance, located at 3929 Amboy Road in the heart of Great Hills. Dom, welcome.
Thank you.
I know you're new to the bid. Your business opened in March, correct?
Yes.
So you're fairly new. And so far, within those couple of months, we've already had several interactions. Matter of fact, the most recent thing the bid did was erect and paint a beautiful mural as part of beautification. And we actually used your building to do so. Thank you for allowing us to do that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
So before we get into all about you, your company, your story, and your history, just a little bit of an overview. So for those listening and watching, the Business Improvement District operates in the towns of Annandale, Eltingville, and Great Hills. It represents over 300 unique businesses. And the purpose of the bid is nothing else other than to make the towns cleaner, safer, and more beautiful. And why do we want to do that? So that more people will want to live, work, and shop in those towns. Very simple. So we here exist to service businesses like yourself. So hopefully at the end of this podcast, you'll have a bit more understanding of what it is the bid does. And I know you already have a couple of words of wisdom to share that we were talking about offline, that something already happened through working with the bid. So I'm excited to get into this interview. Let's start with a little bit about you, history. Where'd you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in Staten Island, Annandale.
Perfect.
I went to Tottenville High School.
And what got you into the insurance game?
It was random, actually. I was recruited on LinkedIn from a guy that I just left my job, and the guy messaged me, and I was, you know, willing to listen to anybody or anything. And then randomly met another gentleman who had a State Farm agency for 25 years. I was telling him about it. He said, listen, you should take this seriously. It's a great opportunity. So I did. And I researched it. I'd never done anything in insurance before in my career. Met with a bunch of agents and decided it would be the best fit for me. So I went for it.
So talk about now something that you're saying you didn't even think you were going to be involved with to now owning two locations and being an owner and not just an agent.
Yeah, it's been great. We opened the first location in 2018 and then the Staten Island location, as you said, in March.
And now as soon as you came into the bid, I know we went back and forth, but then I came to visit you because I was excited to welcome you to the town. And you immediately were very open to what we had to say and understanding what the bid had to do. So much so that we had asked you if you would allow us to install a mural, a beautiful painting, as part of a partnership that we have with Councilman Joe Borelli's office. You didn't hesitate. You immediately were like, yeah, let's do it. You were like, and in fact, you actually had spent a lot of money to renovate the building, which I felt bad about. But then you were like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Let's put up this beautiful mural. You had your creative input on it. We had the artist go, and it would take about 2 weeks. How long was he there?
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks, a huge installment. And anyone who's listening or watching, I encourage you to go into the heart of Great Hills, 3929 Amboy Road. The best vantage point to see it, obviously, would be inside the parking lot where Piccolino restaurant is and where Mimo's restaurant is. And your building is actually facing Amboy Road. But from being so open to allowing a perfect stranger, right? That was the first time we had met.
Yeah.
To now coming on the podcast to highlight your business, talk about the experience of that mural and then share that story that you shared with me earlier about the person who saw the mural.
Sure. Yeah, I think it was a perfect storm. I had some ideas when I moved into that building to use that wall for something like this. Was the perfect fit. So I think the guys that designed it, Projectivity and Chris, they did a great job.
Definitely. Shout out to Projectivity.
Yeah. The design and the execution was even better than design. I was really impressed with how they were able to execute that on such a big canvas.
Yeah. For those who are listening and watching that don't realize, the wall is huge.
It's probably massive. 25 feet high.
Yeah. It's a massive project. But go ahead, continue.
So it was great. And it came out even better than expected. Yeah, I'll tell the quick story that I told you before. It was a good one. So I was speaking to a new customer the other day. She called into the office. You know, we hadn't even spoken about where my office was located. She was telling me a story about her husband that just passed, how she's a very religious person, spiritual person, and she believes in signs. And she was at Piccolino's restaurant for dinner. She heard a song that was one of his favorite songs. And she said, oh, her and her friends, like, oh, this is a sign. He's sending me a sign. And then they went outside to leave and they saw the mural. Her friend's like, oh, take a picture in front of the mural. It's really nice. It's new. And on the mural, it says Good Eats. There's a menu on there. And apparently that was one of her husband's sayings. Every time they go out to dinner,
that's crazy. Yeah.
He would say Good Eats. So she's like, wow, another sign. And then she took a picture in front of it. And then I let her finish her story. And I was like, ma'am, that's my building.
You're like, I'm inside that building right now.
She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, I worked with the bid. I told her the whole story about how we did the mural. And she's like, that's so funny. That's amazing. What are the odds? And I thought she was telling me the story because she knew that's where my office was. And she had no idea.
She had no idea. So that's actually an interesting take. And I'm glad that you bring that up because, again, part of what the bid does is try and make things more beautiful. At least to date, we haven't had any stories like that. So this is going to be a bid first. And I'm excited to share that. I'm going to share that with the board. And I'm excited that we're sharing that on this podcast because it's just an example of something that a business owner or a property owner, You don't think that would ever happen. We're trying to do things like make the towns more beautiful. We're trying to do things like sweep the streets, right? We have guys out there, which you may or may not see because you're so new, but they're out there sweeping the streets once a week in each town to keep it a little cleaner, right? We have private sanitation that picks up some of the garbage. We have our own intranet of security cameras. But one of the things related to beautification is we also have a few installments of beautiful banners, right? Down the block on Brower Court, we have some banners installed as well. We have in Eltingville a beautiful mural painted on what was a trash receptacle that housed all of the garbage pails in Eltingville. You never really think that outside of making it look better, that it could actually translate to business. But that's an amazing example of what really can happen just by making the towns look better.
Yeah, and there's a couple other actually things now that I'm thinking about it that happened that I didn't mention to you that were really positive experiences. There was actually a woman who walked into my office the other day randomly. She owns a shop down the street, and her husband came in and they were like thanking me. They were like,
because you allowed us to put the mural.
They were like, this mural is so great. We need more of this in the town. It's such a, what a difference. Right. And they were singing the praises of the artwork and the installation and what we did. And I mentioned, of course, I told her this is the bid, did all this, and they were really happy. So
it's great. So it's nice to see that we're making a difference, even if it's a small difference, but that's the idea. One chip at a time, make a difference. Talk a little bit about your business now. So we have the backstory that you really had no background in insurance. And now here you are owning, operating two State Farm locations. Tell us the State Farm story. Tell us what differentiates your agency from others and what are the products and specific things that you offer that others may not.
Yeah, I think State Farm does a great job of giving us the resources we need where I didn't have to be an expert coming into the business or someone that had years and years of experience. And what allowed us to really grow, I think, is just caring about our customers and having deep conversations with them about what they need and identifying gaps that they might have in their current insurance or that they don't have certain coverages for incidents at all that they want to have.
Right.
So that really allowed us to grow just by having meaningful conversations with our customers, building relationships, and then using the resources that State Farm gives us to solve those problems.
So talk about in both locations. Now, where's your other location?
Bayonne.
In Bayonne. Okay. In both locations, even though that one's not in the bid, we'll talk about it. Talk about the importance of community and you as a business owner to be involved in the community.
I always tell people our slogan, it sounds corny, like the like a good neighbor,
right?
But it's true. It really does in one sentence say what our business model is. We want to be a member of the community. We do a lot of events where we'll set up a booth and just do brand awareness and meet people in the community. And we've had a lot of success with that. Give away some free stuff. And that really goes a long way. We help individuals in our communities as well as the businesses. So we're able to help small business owners.
So that was something I didn't know. So can you expand upon that a little bit on the outside looking in, but I never associate State Farm with business. So talk a little bit about that. Cause we have over 380 businesses within the bid plus how many do we have on Staten Island that you could represent? So thousands of businesses.
So yeah, we do. That's a big focus of my agency. And I think that's contributed a lot to our growth because we're that one-stop shop. If you have a small business owner like myself and yourself, you can do all their business policies, their personal policies, and it just saves them a lot of time and a lot of times money.
Yeah. Right. One spot.
So much easier for them as a individual that is responsible for so much to have one point of contact, one office they can call. And with us, I think our biggest competitive advantage, you know, why customers like working with us, they don't wait on hold. They call our office. It goes directly to a person. We're open 5 days a week till 6 o'clock.
That's great.
Available on email pretty much 24/7.
Unfortunately, always, right?
Yeah. Right. For better or for worse.
But either way, you got to answer it. You got
to
answer it.
For the business owner that needs to be off the phone quick for a pretty easy transaction sometimes, we can provide that.
And now you mentioned something earlier that I didn't know. You said your wife also owns a small business in Great Kills. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So we live in Great Kills and my wife owns a dance studio, All Out Dance. She's Armstrong and Highland.
Gotcha.
In that little strip mall there.
You really see the value of community. You really see the value of doing the right thing and participating. So is there anything that you feel separates your agency from other insurance agencies that are out there?
Like I said, the one-stop shop thing, that's big. And we do everything in-house.
Right.
So a lot of the other competitors, you know, they only do auto or they only do one line. We do everything. But I really think it's my team. I have to attribute a lot to them. So I'll give them a shout out. We wouldn't be able to have a second office or probably not even a first office if it wasn't for them. So
yeah, it's always the guys behind the scenes doing all the work, right?
Yeah, they do. They carry us. I have a great team in Bayonne and we're building a new great team in Staten Island and looking to hire. So if anyone listening is looking for a new opportunity, please reach out. But yeah, so the team is really the key for us.
What do you think is the future of insurance? Because I know the world of finance in general and all these other, you see all these sectors, real estate and all. So I know that's not your industry, but where do you see the next 6 to 12 months in the insurance industry? You see any changes? You see anything coming up?
Yeah, it's an interesting time. I think what a lot of people are going to experience is some rate increases.
Really?
And especially on the auto insurance side.
I didn't want you to say that.
I know, but it's true. And I have
right,
to
no, you got to be here. Honest, yes.
Again, I think it gives us two ways we can help people. Our existing customers, we can easily explain that to them.
Right.
Whereas if they had a different company or they had to go through a call center, it would take a lot longer for them to get the answer. So they may not like it, but it's just the nature of our business.
I think I read that no matter what, if you're a New York resident, you've been enrolled in some sort of new auto insurance. Is that what you're talking about? They increased it automatically.
So there's two things that I'll
educate me. Yeah,
I can talk about that if you want.
Yeah, I read the headline, but that's all I know.
An endorsement, supplemental spousal liability that they just changed the regulation. It's always existed.
Right.
It's a pretty easy one. They just basically made it now everyone has to opt out instead of opting in. So you have to sign a form to opt out. So it's a small difference in your
But if you don't cost. Opt out, you're automatically paying more.
Correct.
Okay.
And for those people that aren't married, it serves no purpose to them. So they have to call.
Oh, so even if you're not married, it opts you in?
Everybody opts in, yeah. And that's a New York State thing. So like you said, it's every insurance company. We get a lot of calls about that every day. But again, we're able to be a quick resource. Hey, this is how it works.
Right.
In 5 minutes, the call's over. But with another company, that could take you 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Or hundreds of emails and back and forth. Yeah, you don't want that.
But yeah, but I think rates will be going up like everything else. We've experienced that over the last year. So if you have insurance with another company, a lot of people are calling us for quotes. A lot of carriers are pulling out of New York right now on the property side. And on the auto side, they're seeing some pretty big rate increases. So we're getting a lot of calls of people that are experiencing that from, and then from our customers too. We can't keep every customer happy long term, but we try to, and we do whatever we can.
You're not making the rates, right?
Fortunately, I wish.
So you're not the one making the rates. So you can't, you're the guy that's just managing the, what may or may not be chaotic and handling the customer service and the customer satisfaction. You gave us a little bit of insight about what's going on in the insurance world. Now you own a business within a bid and you own a business not within a bid. I know you're a newbie to the bid, but can you talk about any of the advantages that you see already in the short time that you've opened up shop in Great Hills versus, let's say, your Bayonne location? I don't want to downplay the Bayonne location. I want to see from your standpoint as an owner if you see any differences where with a bid, without a bid.
Yeah, no one's ever asked me to do a podcast in Bayonne before.
Ah, there you go. See, that's one good thing.
Yeah, no, it's a big difference just to have an entity that's looking out for all the businesses. And Bayonne does a great job supporting small business as well.
Yeah, Bayonne's fantastic.
But there is no bid there. So it is a big difference. And everything that we want to do in Bayonne, we have to do on our own as a small business owner. So it's nice to have that support and that resource. And you've been a huge help for a number of things. So thank you.
We try. That's what we're here for. Again, we are going to invite every business owner within the bid. We're going to try our best to get all 380 some odd business owners to be on this podcast. We're going to have to reach out to them. We're going to need your help. So can we count on you to help reach out to some of your neighbors over there, even though you're new, and see if we can get some people to come on board?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And we're also going to nominate you for a board member, to be a board member of the bid. And that's something we've discussed. We're going to be having our annual meeting. It's going to be coming up. We'll give you all the details. It's going to be held at Richmond Republic in Eltingville. And at that point, once we present you as one of the slate of directors for the board, unless someone votes against you, you'll be a part of the board. We're looking forward to having you be a part of everything that we're doing to help us move forward and help you grow your business as well. Because again, that's, if we're all doing it together, it'll work quicker and be much, much more efficient at doing it. So before we end our session here, tell us about where we can find you, where people can learn more information. How are we going to learn about Dom and State Farm Insurance?
Website and handles are pretty easy. It's Insurance with Dom.
Nice.
So it's pretty simple.
Keep it consistent across all fronts.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then you can email me dom@insurancewithdom. Also pretty easy.
Perfect.
And what we'll do actually for this podcast, if anyone calls in and mentions the podcast and does a quote with us, I'll give you a $25 Amazon gift card as a thank you.
Perfect. So, see, we're already already creating value. So you get a $25 Amazon gift card if you call Dom and mention the podcast. Before we leave, I want to thank you for being with me and being a part of this podcast. Anything you'd like to say to our audience of listeners or people watching that you feel is important that we didn't touch base on? Because I consider myself an intelligent guy and a good host, but I don't hit all the points all the time. So anything I missed that we think we should talk about?
No, I don't think so. I would just encourage anyone listening to get involved in their bid if they have one in their town or something that's involved in the community. It's really helped me a lot since starting this new venture in March, and I can't thank you guys enough. So I would just encourage anyone listening to do that themselves. I think there's a lot of resources out there, so take advantage of
them. All right. Once again, Dom, thank you so much for being here with us on Bid Buzz, the South Shore Experience podcast. We want everybody to like, follow, and subscribe to all of your social channels at Insurance with Dom. We, of course, also want everyone who's listening and watching to follow the South Shore Bid at southshorebid.org and follow us on YouTube, subscribe, and share Bid Buzz, the South Shore Experience. I'm Anthony Rapp. Thanks for listening.